Praise 104.1 is DC's inspiration station. We're also on the web at praisedc.com. It's that dude, JC. Listen, we've been talking about it. We even dedicated one of our shows to it. The young baby, 8 years old, Michaela Darden, that was shot right outside of her home in the middle of a crossfire by two young men that just decided they were going to fight it out. We've really taken this to heart because we're really tired of our young people involved in these shenanigans, is what I call them. And then to put a baby in the middle of it, well, that takes it to a whole nother level. But on the phone right now, we have Michaela's mom on the phone. She's joining us just for a few minutes to talk about what is going on and what's going to happen from here forward. I have Stephanie Darden on the phone right now. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm holding up.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that our listeners have really taken interest in this, and our prayers are just with you. Well, on one side, praise God, she's still alive. Satan was not able to take her life. And then on the other side, though, it's your baby. What happened that day? Are you able to talk about that?
It's just pretty simple, you know. She left out of my sister's house to come to our house in the very next building, and some guys were trying to rob somebody, and the dude tried to run away from them, and they shot. And she just happened to, be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, actually, I can't even say that because it's her home. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It shouldn't have been. I don't know. It's a lot, you know.
Yeah. Now, were you home when this happened?
Yes. I had just woken up, went and turned on and sat on the couch. And I knew Michaela wasn't supposed to be outside. So when I heard the gunshots and I went to the window, the first thing I saw was Michaela. So I seen our maintenance man. He was picking her up and walking her towards the guards booth, and I was, wondering why he was, I just thought he was trying to get her out the way, because she was still walking and everything. So when I ran downstairs to yell for her, I didn't see her anymore. And I'm like, where is she? And everybody just stopped and they look and they like, you got to go upstairs and you got to put some shoes on. But I didn't have any shoes, any socks, anything on. And it was like, she got shot. And that was like the worst feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just back up for a minute. As a mother, when you heard your daughter was shot, what went through your mind? I mean, I just fell.
I didn't know whether to get my shoes or I just was like, what? Like, I just seen her standing up and, I watched her out the window like, what do you mean? I was all over the place, Yeah. You can't think, You can't keep calm, I couldn't be the one to put the pressure, on her. I couldn't even touch her because I was so scared, I couldn't stand still. It was bad.
Now, we don't really know Michaela personally, so tell us, what kind of a baby is she?
She's a good kid, she's a good kid, but she likes to dance a lot, She loves to go outside, and that's the part, that hurt me the most, because she loved to be outside, She's happy all the time, and, she's spicy. She has a lot of attitude and a lot of fight in her, and I think that's what, really pulled her through, that and God. Yeah. That's what, they work together. Mm-hmm. Her feistiness and him just keeping her with me. Yeah. She's the overall, she's an average kid. She loves games and, fingernail polish and lip gloss. Mm-hmm. And she likes to play football sometimes. And she just loves to run around and she loves to be on the internet, and on her Kindle and her Galaxy tablet. So.
Yeah.
She's the average 8-year-old, She loves to play with doll babies.
Give us an update of how she's doing in the hospital.
She's doing excellent. Michaela has done better than any of us, expected. And it's so quickly, Mm-hmm. She worked quick. Like, she had her operation, Friday, and Saturday, my baby opened her mouth and moved her lips and told me she loved me with the tube down her throat. You know, like she fought so hard. She lost a lot of blood. She had to get a blood transfusion. Nothing backfired. You know, everything just worked for her. Her body worked with everything. She's in critical but stable condition. She is on a ventilator because the bullet missed her heart by about an inch and it hit her lung. So they did have to, you know, operate and repair her lung. But she wakes up and I can read her lips. You know, she's still moving her mouth. She's a very talkative kid, you know, very talkative. And it has not stopped her, you know. It has not stopped her. She was not ready. And she fought. She fought a good fight. And I'm really proud of her because she's so little, you know. And it just looked like, with all the tubes and everything, to me, is real hard because it's like her body's so little, you know. Mm-hmm. It can't take but so much. Yeah. But she's working well with everything. With everything they're doing, is, you know, it's working for her. She's eating now. Mm-hmm. They are giving her food through a tube in her nose. And it's just getting better. Every day it's getting better and better.
That's great. So now,
I just can't wait until she be, you know, back jumping around.
Yeah. So now tell me, these two young people, Carrie Brown and Demetrius Patton, do you know them?
No, not really know them.
What would you say to them right now? I mean, if you saw them, they were standing in front of you, what would you say to them?
I'm going to have to censor this, to be honest, because this is a gospel statement.
I understand.
Yeah, I'd rather not answer that one on the gospel station because I don't even know a nice way to put it, to be honest, you know. Yeah, but I can tell you this. I'm going to make sure that they stay away at least forever. I'm not going for any plea bargains. I'm not selling them for nothing. It didn't, they seen my baby, and they still decided to do what they were doing. Yeah. And I hate them for that. It's just not fair. You know, she opened the door for these guys and let these guys in the building walk right past her.
As a mother, I can understand, you know, the emotional strain that you've been going through. And we definitely support you here in whatever that we can do. I really thank you for taking time to talk to us today. Our prayers continue to be with you. I will be checking in with you again later on in the week just to find out how she's doing, because we want to keep the listeners updated to what's going on. And if there's anything that we can do as a praise listener, our people, they get involved in the community, and that's what we want to do. We want to stand behind you and help you in any way that we can.
And I appreciate every bit of it, and just keep praying. You know, the prayer and God is what's working with her, you know, it's working for her. So just keep praying for her. You know, she's getting better every day. And in about 2 days, they're going to take everything off of her, you know.
Oh, wow, she's, that's great.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, she is really amazing us in here.
Wow.
She really is.
Unbelievable.
She's a tough little girl. She's very tough.
Yeah. You know?
She is aware of what happened.
She is aware of what happened. She knows that she got shot.
Very aware. Yeah, she just keep asking me, "Mommy, who shot me?"
Wow.
And I can't tell her it's somebody that we walk past every day, you know?
Yeah.
Not right now, but it hasn't. I was scared at first, you know, that it was going to traumatize her or something or put her into shock if she remembered it, but she's dealing with it like a champion.
Have the family members of either of these two young men reached out to you?
Yeah, they have.
And it's been good.
Yeah. Very remorseful, you know. And I don't blame none of them. I don't blame any of them for his action.
Right.
You know, I respect that they did. I do.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking a moment out of your day just to give us an update and just kind of letting us know what happened, because we are concerned. I mean, these streets, they're just getting crazy. And we're sorry that your daughter was caught in the middle of all of this nonsense. But the word of God says that all things work together for the good. So trust me, something great is going to come out of this. You can believe that.
I do. I just keep telling myself, if he brought her to it, he'll bring her through it.
That's right.
You're not going to give her nothing she can't have.
That's right. That's the truth right there. That's the truth.